Cat Deck the Halls, A Joe Gray Mystery by Shirley Rousseau Murphy, narrated by Susan Boyce. I think, you know, it is the innocence. A violent dog-eat-dog world, a murderous world, but one in which the very young are truly innocent. I am always amazed at this aspect of creation, the small Eden that does not last, but recurs with the young of every generation. We lose our innocence inevitably, but isn't there some kind of message in this innocence, some hint of a world beyond this fallen one, some place where everything was otherwise? Lauren Isley, All Strange Hours, The Excavation of a Life. Chapter 1. He had reached the village half an hour before midnight, cutting over from San Jose to Highway 1 on the coast, the child tucked up warm in the seat behind him. She slept soundly, her faded doll clutched close to her, one of its angel wings tucked beneath the seatbelt. He had made a wide nest for her, had filled the floor well with the cheap pillows he'd bought in the first drugstore he came to, and with their two duffel bags. With the blanket laid over, the back seat of the rental car was just like a regular bed. She had a new drawing pad and crayons and a picture book back there, but she hadn't touched them much. Any other 6-year-old would be raging for action, bored out of her mind, wanting to run and work off steam. As she once had, he thought sadly, seeing a sharp picture of her when she was smaller, laughing on the park swings and chasing a ball in their walled garden. Above the highway,